From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Geeks, tech heads, and open internet advocates were on pins and needles all weekend. They were waiting for an announcement between Google and Verizon that, rumor had it, might change the internet forever. Well, that announcement came this afternoon, and as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, it wasn't quite what anyone expected.
You could almost hear the air of anticipation whooshing out of a telephone conference call with Google CEO Eric Schmidt.
This is not a deal. This is a joint policy announcement.
The deal, reporters expected, would let Google pay Verizon to get certain content online faster than its competitors. Instead, Schmidt and his Verizon counterpart set forth a plan, a sort of statement of intent, promising to maintain the internet's openness and integrity.
We enjoy August drama, but this is not our dramatic moment, I think.
Drama, I don't know.
Siva Vaidyanathan is a professor of media studies and law at the University of Virginia. He was on the conference call, too.
It was no Mad Men.
But just like that hit cable drama about ad men in the 1960s, there's a backdrop of corporate control and intent that's not always crystal clear, despite Schmidt's repeated assurances of transparency. Vaidyanathan says this is the problem.
All of these companies have short-term vested interests in maintaining their power. Verizon always wants to be Verizon. Google will always want to be the biggest company on the web.
So he's a little suspicious of the deals those companies cut and how they might try to influence policy.
Because fundamentally, Google doesn't work for you or me, and Verizon certainly doesn't work for you or me.
Nevertheless, Google's Eric Schmidt today laid out a set of principles, including preserving an open internet.
Our proposal would establish a new and enforceable prohibition against discrimination for wireline broadband internet services.
He's talking about what's called net neutrality, making sure all applications and all users are treated equally, without the companies that sell us access blocking or slowing down content. But Schmidt specifically said wireline, not wireless, which would mean smartphones, for example. Unlike your desktop, those have restrictions on which applications you can use. That worries Siva Vaidyanathan.
As we shift more and more of our use to these smaller mobile devices, we want to make sure that the next YouTube and the next Skype can arise in this new environment.
A new environment that may not have the kind of net neutrality that fostered the internet we're used to. But Adam Thier takes a different point of view. He is the president of the Progress and Freedom Foundation, a think tank that looks at the internet revolution from a free market perspective. He wonders why the internet should be different from any other industry.
From airlines where you have first class versus coach to hotels where you have nice rooms versus smaller ones. It just means that it's not as special as the premium offering.
But access to information is different from access to hotels, says Professor Siva Vaidyanathan. And he hopes the Federal Communications Commission takes that into account.
If the FCC uses this agreement between two private companies as a template for policy, we are just going to essentially allow for a whole lot of top-down control in the very areas where use seems to be moving.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.